This is Wealth with Purpose with Alex Cook.
Welcome back to Wealth with Purpose. I'm Shane Holstein. And if you've ever felt overwhelmed by investment advice or wondered if you're really ready to start investing, today's show is for you. I'm joined again by financial advisor Alex Cook, who's going to simplify the investing decision down to just three essential questions. Alex, before someone puts their first dollar into the market, what is the first question they need to ask?
To me, the first thing you need to sort out before you invest a single dollar is to make sure you have your financial house in order. So that means to me a few things you need to have in place. First is you need to have an emergency fund. And I typically say you want to have about 3 to 6 months worth of living expenses set aside. And so that's a critical thing. The second thing is ideally have paid off your debt. But if you haven't paid off your debt, certainly you want to make sure you've paid off all your credit card debt, not necessarily your mortgage, but certainly your credit card debt. And make sure you do have a clear plan on getting rid of debt. Because often, as a general principle, you're better off paying your debt before you are investing as a principle. Now, there may be reasons why you do both, but nonetheless, make sure you have a key plan for eliminating debt. And then the third thing is, because investing is an activity that involves consistency and building wealth over time, I always say to people, make sure you know how much you're able to save. Can you save $100 a month? Can you save $1,000 a month? What is it that you can save to continue to put towards investing? So that to me is some useful places to start.
And why is the emergency fund so critical? Can't people just sell their investments if they need money?
That's a good question, because it's a big trap that many people fall into. You know, over the years, I've seen people where they start investing, you know, they've got good intentions, they start out, but then something happens in their life, you know, car breaks down, or they lose their job, and then they're forced to sell their shares, often at the worst possible time during a downturn. You know, if you look at the stock market, every 7 to 10 years, you'll get a bit of a dip, you know, where markets come off 20 to 30%, or occasionally you get a bigger dip, like a crash like we had during the global financial crisis and during COVID. But we can avoid having to ever sell any of our investments if we have that money set aside for emergencies. So emergencies are really about preventing ever having to dip into your investments. You want to leave your investments for the long term.
My guest today is Alex Cook, the CEO and founder of Wealth with Purpose. And we're talking about the three questions to ask before you invest a dollar. So Alex, what's question two?
The second one is, well, what's the money for? You know, what are you trying to achieve here? And when are you going to need it? So for example, if a 25-year-old comes to me and says, Alex, I want to buy a house in 2 years and I need a deposit, then I'd say to them, look, well, you've got to keep your money in the bank. You shouldn't put your money into the share market if you're going to need it in 2 years' time. The only time you really should put market into, say, shares or real estate is if you have a long time frame. So whether that's for retirement or it's for longer-term goals, then you can buy more growth-orientated assets that go up and down, like shares and real estate. Whereas if your goals are short-term in nature, like, let's say, you know, you're saving for a deposit or you want to buy a new car or go on a holiday, any of those kind of things, you need that money set aside in cash. You don't want to have that in, you know, investments that go up and down significantly, because otherwise, you know, you might find yourself having to cash in investments at the absolute wrong time, which is what you want to avoid at all costs. So in other words, your time horizon is absolutely critical to your investment decisions.
Some great advice there. Alex Cook is the CEO and founder of Wealth with Purpose, talking about the three questions to ask before you invest a dollar. And Alex, what is the third question?
The third one is, how much volatility can I actually handle? And I say actually versus theoretically, because a lot of people think they can handle market swings and ups and downs, but it's not until they actually see their portfolio drop through a global financial crisis or a market downturn. You know, earlier this year, we had Donald Trump announce Liberation Day when he announced all those tariffs globally, and the stock markets across most Western countries like Australia and the US fell close to 20%. So some people panic during these things. To me, often volatility is a case of education, though, because if you're investing in good quality companies, things that have been around, like let's pick on, say, Woolworths. You know, Woolworths is a supermarket. Everyone's got to eat. Yes, all the share prices may go up and down, but at the end of the day, everyone's still going to eat and they'll go about their business. So making sure you understand what you're investing in and having an educated view on what it is will help you get less upset by the volatility. But it is an important issue. I mean, I refer to it as the sleep at night test, and you want to be able to sleep at night well, knowing where your money's invested.
That is good advice there. And Alex, what are some signs that someone has taken on too much risk?
Yeah, look, I think if someone is in this sort of perpetual habit of checking their account balance daily, you know, or they can't sleep, you know, they're thinking about it all the time, or they're, you know, they're getting stressed about market drops, or they're, you know, they're buying into the news narrative and so forth, then I think that's probably when you've taken on too much risk. Your money invested should be in good quality assets with limited risk, so you shouldn't have to worry about it. But also, you shouldn't put money in that you can't afford to lose. When you're investing in many investments, you often won't lose everything. It'll just go up and down over time. But sometimes, if you're taking high risk, particularly speculative things, which I think is best to avoid as a general principle, but those things, you know, are going to subject you to risk. So you shouldn't put in money into those things that you can't afford to lose. But what people need to remember is markets go up and down. That's just normal. And that's, you know, the way to treat investing, I believe, is as a marathon. Don't treat it as a sprint. Treat it as a marathon. Look at growing wealth slowly, which I think is the biblical model, rather than worrying about day-to-day movements.
So, Alex, where can people go to get help?
We love teaching people about these sorts of things. So wealthwithpurpose.com is the place to go. And, yeah, we'd love to help people with their investing journey.
Well, wonderful. Alex, thank you so much for your time today.
My pleasure, Shane.
Alex Cook is the CEO and founder of Wealth with Purpose.